Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The classic science fiction adventure novel, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, is more than 150 years old. And in that time, it has been adapted into many versions. Now we have a new one in our backyard. Starting this Friday, you can enjoy 20,000 Leagues Under the Seas at the Falcon's Eye Theater that is at Folsom Lake College. Joining us to talk about what makes this rendition of the famous Jules Verne classic so unique is the professor of theater and the director of 20,000 Leagues Under the Seas, David Harris, joined by actor Brennan Villalos. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks
Good
for
morning.
Making the time. Nice to see you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Well, David, I wanted to start with you. Can you just tell us about the adapted version that you're going to be presenting? It kicks off on Friday.
Absolutely. I'm thrilled to. There's a theater company in Chicago by the name of the Looking Glass Theater Company that had produced a version of these two books that Verne wrote combined, 20,000 Leagues Under the Seas and The Mysterious Island, and put them into a laboratory and created a terribly imaginative production that places an underwater sea adventure onto the stage, which is a miracle in itself. And the dynamism of their imagination was so appealing to me, and that it had only been written 4 or 5 years ago gave it a really contemporary feeling to me, something that the youth would really glom onto, whether or not they were even aware of the books. And an exciting way for us to incorporate all of our technological advancements that we have incorporated into our program onto a stage.
Wow, that is awesome.
Yeah, right.
Sounds
exciting.
Great. Brennan, what excites you about it? What got you into acting and being part of this production?
I was always bit by the acting bug from a very young age, I suppose. In this production, as David was saying, the opportunity to be on a stage like this with automated doors and moving turntables and all of the lights and design and everything like that, it is one of the most immersive experiences that I've ever been a part of.
Great. And tell us who you're playing. You're playing Captain Nemo, right?
Yes, Captain Nemo, the captain of the Nautilus, the submersible that is 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Very complicated figure, a lot lurking underneath the surface, if you'll excuse the aquatic analogy. And especially with this adaptation, the playwrights have kind of injected a lot of complicated anti-imperialist, anti-colonial themes that were certainly present in the book and have kind of been brought to the foreground.
You know, David, given that this started off as an idea for this adaptation, seeing it come to life with actors, how does that feel?
These productions always feel amazing. And because when I make a choice for a play for us for it to produce, I am always thinking about the team that we have around us, like my colleague, Professor Ian Wallace, who creates all of the scene designs and projection designs and is the production design manager for all of the everything that we see on stage, and his imagination is absolutely through the stars. And I see these scripts and say, I'm already getting goosebumps thinking about how Ian is going to show that to us on stage, because his wizardry has so much sparkle to it. Because we are a certificate of technology program where students will come and learn on the latest stage technology, we incorporate that in the show. And I was very excited by Ian's suggestion that this show would give a great opportunity to put our automation tools into the hands of students so that they could experience that magic stage vibrancy that dazzles audiences.
It sounds like it rivals like a Broadway show at Folsom Lake College.
It kind of does in some ways.
Cool. And how do you love interacting with this, Brennan?
It is incredibly exciting to be able to stand on there. And, you know, we're playing with the team is playing with colors, the likes of which don't really get featured in stage productions. Like David said, we get to go underwater, which is not a place that live theater generally goes. There are puppets, there is like an automatic turntable that some fight scenes happen on. It is just kind of an all-encompassing high seas adventure.
Do you all have a favorite part of the show so far? David, I'll start with you.
A favorite part. Wow. Well, there are some magical things I don't want to spoil too much.
Yeah,
but there's, I am always fascinated by the way in which we can put a projected image onto the scene design wall and watch that image move in motion in contrast to other animated and still images. And it's like being inside of a shadow puppet show in a certain way. And whenever we get to those moments in the play, I get my little goosebumps. I love live theater. It's so exciting.
I just think about the thought process and the collaboration that goes into bringing this to life.
Yes. We all, many of the people on the design team, studied both of the books, 20,000 Leagues Under the Seas and Mysterious Island, and were discussing how can we come together in bringing what our version of this is going to be. Certainly have certain limitations at our theater compared to that Chicago theater I was telling you about. How are we going to maximize our assets to make it as exciting as they were producing it on our stage? And that's what's the fun of the collaboration between Ian and me, my co-director, Wesley Murphy, the lighting designer, Sac State Professor Stephen Jones, all of us working together, Bella Laughlin, the costume designer, creating the submarine outfits for the water walks. Just really, really fun to walk underwater with this group of people, metaphorically speaking. And Bill Mai, our amazing properties designer, creating all of these undersea magical properties.
I mean, it just seems like, Brennan, the theater program at Folsom Lake College is pretty cool.
Yes, it is. It
maybe exceeded your expectations when you joined.
Leaps and bounds, actually.
What do you love being part of the theater program?
Just getting to work with my fellow students here, work with the design team. Like you guys have been saying, it's truly a collaborative process, and you know, actors squirrel ourselves away and rehearse, and the design team designs, and when it starts to all come together and you're sitting on the stage and there's projections of people and projections of giant sea monsters and you're interacting with them and your fellow actors, it's magic.
What do you hope the audience takes away, you know, come Friday night?
A sense of wonder and adventure, and I hope they are thrilled.
How about you, David?
A bit of inspiration that there is a positive future to look forward to for a story told in the 19th century, to bring it to today and to say, I've got something important to say about right now. I'm really excited to see audience discover Jules Verne in that way.
When or how long is this running? It kicks off on Friday, so people are clearly going to be interested in taking it in themselves.
I hope so.
Yeah.
It runs from Friday, November 3rd through Sunday, November 19th at the Harris Center for the Performing Arts in Folsom.
That is wonderful. When it comes to the theater program, you're also a professor as well. What are some of, it just seems like people participating in the theater program at Folsom Lake College, I mean, they get some pretty unique opportunities there.
They certainly do. And what that certificate in technical theater program I was explaining a little earlier, how that serves the community, is that our graduates now have the technical skills to integrate themselves into the job community at a place like the Golden One Center, or the Mondavi Center, or the Safe Performing Arts Center here locally. Local jobs are available for them, so they know the most current technology. That's the greatest benefit about it. Shows like this and the investment our community is making into that technology.
Yeah. I mean, Brennan, with this experience that you're getting, where would you like to see it take shape with a future career?
In acting, in theater as much as possible. This is certainly sparked inspiration and a drive to keep going with it.
Yeah, I can totally see why. In the last minute or so that we have, you know, over the weekend, there was the passing of Matthew Perry, who was, you know, a juggernaut in the acting and the entertainment world, obviously, with Friends. I'm curious, do you have a few thoughts of, you know, what he meant to you personally or even professionally?
Well, it's always a loss to the pop, to the public, it's always a loss to the entertainment community when a popular figure like he passes away, especially under tragic circumstances like that. And I was reflecting on, Brennan and I were reflecting on the different celebrities and people who in the public eye end up passing away under the stress of that attention. And it's tragic, really, that this attention gives people such anguish that drives them to such circumstances.
Yeah. And also the power of what they leave for people, you know, going into, in this case, people's homes and giving them, you know, comedy and levity in their life. So, yeah. Well, thank you both for joining us so much, David and Brennan.
Thank you for having us.
And congratulations on what sounds like an exceptional performance.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
David Harris is a professor of theater at Folsom Lake College and director of 20,000 Leagues Under the Seas. Brennan Vallados is Captain Nemo in the production. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky and managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Chris Hagen. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Chris Feltz. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We will catch you back here tomorrow.